Good evening, guys. I have this evening's prayer. I actually don't have the prayer yet. I'm just going to wait on the Lord and see what he has to say. And I just hope you're there with me, and I hope we can join in together. And if you're not there, you can listen to it later. And I bless you. I bless you. There will be, I speak in Jesus' name, there will be an anointing on it for you when you listen. So right now, I just ask you to come, Holy Spirit, just come and flow through me. Flow through me right now, Lord. I ask to be your voice for your body. Just come, Holy Spirit. What do you want me to say? Just flow through me. I feel like lately, the Lord has been showing me a lot through various, many different ways, confirmation after confirmation, that there is a need right now in the church body to be discerning of deceptive voices, deceptive words, lying spirits, and critical spirits. Everywhere I look, whether it's in this prophet or this prophet or this voice or this teacher, they seem to be speaking about the same things. And I know they're not comparing notes. It's just that they're tapped into what the Lord is saying, and we're all up there in that same frequency, and we're listening, we're hearing his voice. And this is needful right now, needful. And you know, there's a lot of different ways to interpret this. There's a lot of different ways, whether it's false prophetic, false teaching, and doctrine. But the one thing I want to focus on for tonight and pray about tonight over this body is the deceptive words from the enemy, okay, specifically in regards to creating division within the church body. And when in Jeremiah 7 that I taught on last week in my manna, when it talks about how those people in the synagogues who would profess to be followers of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob would come into the temple, they would say, you know, we're delivered, we're set free, we are here to worship in the temple of God. Yet, in the life outside of the temple, they were not living a life that God had required of them. And so they were deceiving themselves, they were deceiving each other, they were listening to the deceptive voices. But I kind of really feel like the Lord wants to talk about listening to the enemy's lies, those deceptive words in regards to how others are like in the church body believe about what others believe about us and what we think others think about us. And this comes down to it may actually be that there is a critical spirit coming against you. Or maybe it's not. It's just a perception that the enemy wants you to think, and he wants you to believe that people are coming against you. Either way, that they're fully operating in the body, and we can't get away from it. You know, it's inherent because it's in relationships. As long as the enemy is present to be able to walk to and fro upon this earth, which is what he does, we're going to still encounter this. We're going to encounter the trials and the persecutions in various ways, whether it's coming at us from whether it's coming at us by criticizing our faith in Jesus from outsiders, or even the religious spirit within the body. Because I think this is a really big one that I think the Lord's really highlighting, is that we think we're safe in the church. You know, We walk in those doors and we say, well, here I am, I'm in a safe place. And actually, you're probably stepped into an even more vulnerable position when you step into the church. Unfortunately, in most places, that's the way it is. It's not that case in Sunburn Encounters. We know that. But even still, within Sunburn, I believe there could still be those that allow some of that religious spirit to take hold. And, you know, it's just something that we work through. What I mean by religious spirit is I mean traditions and doctrines of men, the way they think things should be done, the way they think things should not be done, or that, you know, there just may be areas in their life that they still haven't overcome that they're working through, and bondages that they haven't yet broken off, things that they haven't quite been delivered of, things that they're just not seeing, you know. And so we're all a work in progress. But I want to pray against this spirit. I'm not here to say I'm seeing it anywhere, but I'm in our body in particular. But I'm here to say that the Lord has been highlighting it to me overwhelmingly, and I can't deny it. And I'm like, Lord, what are you saying? And I think what it is he wants us to be able to discern it when it happens, wherever it happens, inside or outside of the church body. We need to be able to discern that what we're looking at, what we're dealing with, so that we ourselves in turn do not be deceived by it and do not become a victim of pain and offense that comes along with believing the lies. And so there is a spirit of lies, a spirit of criticism, a spirit of deception, and it just seems to be running at a really high amped rate right now. I'm just like, I've been sensing it. I've been having you know, definitely the Lord literally has been you know, I'm like, where should I read in the Bible? And I'll find myself in Jeremiah or wherever, and it's like the Lord will just, here it is again. And then this person, I'll say, I'm going to tune into this person, I'm going to watch this, I'm going to hear this. And it's just like not a coincidence. That's how he speaks. He will speak to you however way you give him, whatever means. We've heard the teachers that we've brought in, the trusted teachers. We know this is true. However, whatever means we give the Lord is what he uses to teach us through and speak to us through. And you may be hearing it as well. You may be feeling it. You actually may be feeling the effects of this deceptive, lying spirit, this religious spirit from others. And you're like, whoa, what is that? Why did I just get sliced and diced by that person? Or why did I just feel that way? Why did I feel this way? And what you have to understand, it's not any particular person. It's the enemy. It's the spirit that's operating. And in fact, it may in fact be that a spirit is using a person unbeknownst to them, or it may actually just be that he's able to twist your perception of how the situation went down. And in your memory, he has a field day playing around with it. So right now, this is what I want to pray. And it doesn't have to be a long prayer. Before I go into that, you know, I want to state that I do want to pray what's been asked of us to pray for the leadership, the body, and Israel, and the incoming 222 youths that have been prophesied into this body, which I think they're on the way. We're seeing them come. And even after this encounter, I bet we're going to have even more and more. And I'm seeing registrations daily coming in to the school and online and everything. But this is what I need to pray in regards to the body, the leadership, and Israel, okay? So I feel like in regards to those areas of prayer that we need to address, this is what the Lord has me specifically targeting tonight. And that is this deceptive, lying spirit that wants to destroy and create division within the church. Unfortunately, it's primarily within the church. And there's a lot of, anyway, let's not go into that. Let's just pray. So, Father, I just thank you. I thank you and I praise you and I worship you that you are a God that sees. You are a God that hears. You are a God that loves. You are a God that knows. You are a God that gives counsel You are a God that gives wisdom and understanding in times of need. And so, Lord, we turn to you right now, and we ask for more discernment of this particular spirit that's operating. And we ask, Lord, that you would give each and every one of us the ability to discern and see. Discern and see. You know, today we're not focusing on the spirit of Jezebel necessarily, whatever. We are focusing on this lying and deceptive spirit. And we are asking, Lord, that you would give each and every one of us here in Sunburn Family and every single person in leadership, Lord, the absolute infusion and empowerment and increase in understanding, knowledge, and discernment, and wisdom and counsel in this area right now in the church body, the deceptive spirit. However it comes and whatever form it takes, Lord, we just ask for more discernment. And we thank you and praise you and worship you that you have highlighted this to us well in advance of potentially any attacks that may have occurred in anyone out there right now. And if they are going through an attack, Lord, I just ask that you would comfort them and just pour out your oil upon them. We ask for more oil, Lord, because it's the oil that reduces the friction.